The Americanization of Benjamin Franklin by Gordon S. Wood. Read by Peter Johnson. Preface. Of making many books there is no end. And with the upcoming tricentennial celebration of Benjamin Franklin's birth in 2006, this seems to be especially true of Franklin biographies. But this book is not meant to be a traditional biography of Franklin. It does not contain every event in his long life, nor does it deal with all of his multitudinous relationships and writings. Instead, it is a relatively selective study, focusing on specific aspects of this extraordinary man's life, that reveal a Benjamin Franklin who is different in important ways from the Franklin of our inherited common understanding. First of all, the book attempts to penetrate beneath the many images and representations of Franklin that have accumulated over the past 200 years, and recover the historic Franklin who did not know the kind of massively symbolic folk hero he would become. At the same time, it hopes to make clear how and why Franklin acquired these various images and symbols. It tries to place Franklin's incredible life in its 18th century context, and explain why he retired from business and became a gentleman, why he came to admire the British Empire and sought to become its architect, why he began writing his autobiography when he did, and why he belatedly joined the American Revolution and joined it with a vengeance. It seeks to clarify the personal meaning the revolution had for him.